It's Current State on WKAR. Glad you could join us today. Thousands of Michigan veterans have unforgettable stories to share. A few will soon be telling those stories on stage. The Peppermint Creek Theater Company is teaming up with a national organization called the Telling Project. The organization gathers accounts from veterans and their families, then adapts those stories for the stage. The Telling Project wants to hear from Michigan residents with military ties for what Peppermint Creek calls Telling Lansing. It'll be staged in November. To learn more about the project, I spoke late yesterday with Max Raynard, Director of Research and Outcomes with Austin, Texas-based Telling Project, and Chad Badgerow, Founder and Artistic Director of Peppermint Creek. I first asked Mr. Raynard to explain what audiences witness at a Telling Project performance.
Well, they're witnessing U.S. military veterans and military family members telling their stories, the things that happened to them during their service, while they were waiting for their husbands or their sons to come home. It's a direct, intimate engagement with stories that otherwise we only hear about on the news or stories that we don't have access to on an immediate personal level. And that's one of the things that the Telling Project is really vested in, is making the conversation, which seems to be happening on the large historical scale, happen in an immediate interaction.
So not a staged drama. It is it's people on a stage, but they're retelling things that actually happened to them.
It has elements of theater to it. We have three-act plays. The first act will have talk about reasons that people joined, some anecdotes about basic training, some short ensemble pieces and skits to do with basic training. The second act tends to be about moments that people remember, the events that they remember, and that tends to be more monologic than the first act. It's the act of telling your story. And then the third act tends to be reflective. How has it changed the people on the stage? How do they think about it looking back? What should civilians know before they engage veterans? We use a lot of theatrical techniques and a lot of strategies, and we try to arc the stories in such a way that that they move in and out of each other. And there's a fair amount of art that goes into the process of telling these stories, both on our part, but also on the part of the participants, the veterans themselves, who are laying claim to their stories through the act of telling or performing them. It isn't a piece of fiction that's being put on stage, but we're using aspects of theatricality to tell truths.
27 original performances in 16 states since 2008. You've put over 150 vets and family members on stage. Chad Badgerow, what inspired you to bring this project to Lansing?
Yeah, we at Peppermint Creek Theater Company, our hardcore mission is to create dialogue and address current issues in our society today. And I, as an artistic director, have been searching for a long time for a story that dealt with veterans and this in sort of the world that we live in today. And we've lived in for so long at war, and to try to put that on stage in an honest way. And so when I became connected with the Telling Project and was sort of perusing their website, there were so many overlaps with what we try to do at Peppermint Creek as a theater company. And so I was immediately drawn to their mission and what they're doing.
We're talking about the Telling Project and Telling Lansing, which will bring the stories of veterans and their loved ones to the Peppermint Creek Theater stage in Lansing. In November, our guests are Chad Badgerow of Peppermint Creek and Max Raynard of the Telling Project. Max, what's it like working with a cast of actual veterans as opposed to actors?
It's a fascinating distinction. I think one of the things that we talk about is the distinction between acting and telling. When you're acting, you're trying to evince emotion. You're trying to tell people, this is what a character who is undergoing this is feeling. When you're telling, you are feeling, right? And so very often it depends also on the amount of experience that people have had on stage. It's very difficult sometimes. We have people on stage, for example, who have struggled with TBIs, traumatic brain injuries, as a result of IEDs or. And memorizing lines becomes really difficult in that way. And so it's a matter of freeing people up to tell their stories in the ways that are most comfortable for them. Sometimes that means letting go of the script as the thing that, mostly it means letting go of the script as the thing that that drives the action along, and just allowing people the freedom to tell the story as it occurs to them and building the confidence that they need to do so.
How much work does that entail? I mean, how much work do you do with your veteran cast members to get the best performance you can out of them?
Our process starts with a series of interviews. We invite local veterans to sit down with us and to tell me their story. And we will then record that interview. And then we will transcribe that interview and weave it in and out of the stories of the other veterans in the cast and family members in the cast. And then what happens is that we hand the script back and say, is this what you want to say? They have full editorial control over what they say on stage. It's
okay.
Their stories. It's not for us to determine what it is that they feel is correct. And then generally for every production, the participants will undertake between 40 and 50 hours of performance training and rehearsal over generally 7 or 8 weeks. And then 6 performances. It's a big ask. It's a lot to ask of people. It takes work, but hopefully by the end of it, what you have is somebody who is confident in reclaiming their stories for themselves, and sort of laying it at the feet of their community and saying, "This is who I am. Listen to me."
Tell us more, Chad, about the kind of impact you would hope that these stage presentations will have in the community.
Yeah, I think that's there's so many levels to the or layers to that answer, and I think that, you know, we always hope that whatever we're putting on stage at Peppermint Creek leaves the audience thinking or sort of grappling with a topic that they've either never thought of or thought about a lot, and gets them talking to people in their lives and their community. So the same is true for this production of The Telling Project. You know, we hope that it'll help audiences both that have been touched by other people in the armed forces and make them reevaluate their experiences or see them in a different way. And then also audience members who may not have a connection with someone that's been in the Army, that to also see them and how they're impacting our community as well in a different way, or get them talking and thinking about things in a new from a new perspective.
Chad Badgerow of the Peppermint Creek Theater Company in Lansing here telling us about Telling Lansing, which they will stage in November with material gathered through talks with veterans and their families. It's in conjunction with our other guest, Max Reynard of the Telling Project, which has staged similar programs around the country. Max, what specific advice do you give to your performers most often? I'm really curious.
That there is no wrong way to do what they're doing. Hmm. That the very act of standing up and speaking and telling their stories from a place of open-heartedness and generosity is already an act of service, and is already going to be embraced by their community. That's one of the things that, you know, people bring a lot of anxiety to telling their stories, but there really is no wrong way to tell your story if you do so with an open heart and you do so generously. And that's the most useful advice that I found in this, is to remind people that the very act of doing it is a service to themselves, to their communities.
What kinds of things do the veterans say about the experience afterward?
It varies. I don't remember a single veteran saying that they wish they hadn't done it. And I know that there are many people who have grown leaps and bounds out of the process. Often what it is, it's people tell their stories not knowing what kind of reaction to expect. And mostly, in most of our performances, what happens is that the audience rises as one afterwards and kind of embraces the people on the stage. And that's a shock for people who have felt isolated with their stories within their communities.
Mm.
And it's one of the great outcomes of the project, is that it really does shift community relations with veterans, that it really does open up relationships that otherwise might not be there. Even within the cast, one of the other things that happens is that the cast becomes very close. You know, you work through this difficult stuff, you work through this difficult process for 8 weeks, and you come out on the other side and you kind of love each other. And so it builds community in that way. And I don't know a single person that we've worked with who hasn't benefited directly from that.
And Chad, what should local vets and their families do to get involved?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking that. Max and the Telling Project are going to be here in Lansing in June. So we're still taking names and information of people who are interested in being part of this process. They can find that information on our website, peppermintcreek.org. But they specifically are going to be emailing info@tellingproject.org. Or is it The Telling Project, Max?
It's The Telling Project.
Yes, yeah. It's on our website. And they can just send an email to Max and say that they're interested, and he can give them all that information.
We've been talking with Max Reynard of The Telling Project, the national organization that's helped other theater companies around the country stage these programs. Alongside in Peppermint Creek Theater Company of Lansing will be the first here in Michigan. We've also had Chad Badgerow with us, filling us in on the November staging of Telling Lansing, that's in conjunction with the Telling Project. Max and Chad, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.